fantastic. It's just an rapturing experience coming out through those doors. And to have the team behind me there who's supporting me as well all the way through, and then to see your family coming out, it's a fantastic moment for me.
And it means so much clearly to your friends and family as well.
Yeah, it's huge for them because they've put in so much work as well as me over the years. And you know, athletics might be an individual pursuit out there, but it's a team effort as well. So just so grateful for everything that's happened.
And you've had a few days, Mark, to reflect on the race. What are your memories of it?
You know, the aftermath is a bit of a nebulous recollection right now. You know, it's kind of hazy, like it's just seamless blur of events straight after it, and you know, from getting the medal onto the podium. But you know, it might seem like it happens in the blink of an eye, but there's so much work put into this over so many years, and it's so nice for it to all pay off right now.
And you're still a young man, 21. This bodes very well for the future, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, listen, I mean, it sets me up in good stead. If you look at the other guys who have got their medals in the past, like Kashat, the Polish guy who actually won that race, you know, his medals just kind of flowed from that there, and he got more quite easily after that. So, I mean, I don't want to think too far ahead. I just want to take every competition as it comes to me. But yeah, it does bode well for the future.
Greater expectations now every time you race. Would that be fair enough?
I think there always will be, I suppose, whenever you have a medal in your back pocket. But, you know, it was strange, actually, because coming into the final in Zurich, it wasn't really an expectation, I don't think, from a lot of people that I was going to medal. And I suppose it kind of plays my advantage in one way. So I'm not going to let it, you know, motivate me or raise me too much to go out and get to race well again in the future. You know, I'll just go into the races as low key as I can.
You must be thrilled to have so many friends and family here as well.
Yeah, it's class. You know, I can't really describe it like anything else I've ever experienced, because it's phenomenal. You never get the support around you, you know, anywhere else. So it's fantastic. And I just want to thank as well all the Irish support that came out there to Zurich, because like I've been to championships in the past, like Moscow and that, and nothing is compared to that. It's just, you know, it's true that they say the Irish are the best supporters out there, you know.
So. You got a feeling of all of this then when you were out there?
Yeah, it was amazing, you know. I did a lap of honour, and people were telling me it was the longest lap of honour they'd ever seen, which to me it felt like the shortest one I could ever have done. And it was just because everyone was out there. Like every corner, every 10 metres I went, every 20 metres I went, it was Irish support there, flags draping over, tricolours draping over the sides. So, yeah, it was just like, I really can't, it was just pure entrancement.
Does a bronze medal mean that you're going to be hungrier the next time you take part? You know, that the what if is there, and that's good for you. You're so young, of course, as well.
Yeah, I suppose next time maybe I'll want a gold medal, you know. This time my aim was just to get to the final, because I knew that if I put too much pressure on myself to get a medal, then maybe I might falter and, you know, it might not work out for the best. So I said I'd just try to get to the final first. And the nature of 800 metre running is that, you know, anything can happen in the final, and I knew that, and I think everyone in the field knew that, and some people knew it all too well, and that's maybe why they didn't perform.
Do you think this is the right step in your overall progression at the moment, as you said, a bit to push on it as well?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's obviously natural now that you want to aim higher and to do better. So, you know, thinking about next year, I've got the world champs there, and I'll go there with the expectation of trying to make that final. And again, you know, anything can happen in that final, and it showed out there, because I made the final as a fastest loser for my semi-finals, and you know, I went on to medal, and it was the same, I suppose, with the guy that finished ahead of me. A lot of people wouldn't expect him to get silver either, so you know, I'm looking forward to getting out there and just, you know, giving it a good go next year.
A major event to come home with any sort of medal, it's a brilliant achievement for Mark.
Yeah, we're just arrived in the airport now, and we're waiting, and it's quite emotional. Even to see neighbours coming up on buses here from, you know, 5:30 this morning, you know, it really does bring it home to you that people appreciate what Mark did over in Zurich, and it's lovely.
He's the best supporter of the athletes. I don't know if there's many other supporters here, but that's great to see. And I mean, it shows how big an achievement this is as well, and how well he's supported locally at home.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And I mean, this is a time of year when people are on holidays, and I mean, some of his own friends are on holidays, and I'm sure there would be an awful lot more here if it was, say, term time. But a lot of our own family are here, and there's a lot of people from Letterkenny here. I met Sean Maloney there from Letterkenny just a moment ago, and you know, it's very nice the way they're paying tribute to Mark's performance. They obviously appreciate it as much as we do.
Talk to me as a parent and all the work that Mark puts in, unknown and unseen, right across the year, to work towards big days like this.
Well, Mark now is in college, and Colleen, and we don't see much of what he does, but we know he still trains. He wouldn't be an athlete who overtrains. He has to combine his athletics with a difficult course that he's doing in UCD. So far, he seems to be able to get the balance reasonably well. UCD are very good to him out there. He's an Ad Astra athlete, and they're very good to him with the scholarship and the support structures. He has a strength and conditioning coach out there who's very, very well up on all matters. And, you know, they facilitate him when he's getting away to races as well, and they make life as handy as possible. Now, that's very, very important. Without that, you'd be struggling, and you'd be pedalling backwards all the time to try and keep up with things.
I'm sure Mark's shown great interest from an early age. Do you remember him in the early years, so to speak, of him in athletics?
Oh, yeah, sure. Listen, Mark grew up, you know, with his two older sisters, and they were involved in athletics, so he was always looking at them running and jumping about. And when he joined the fray, he wanted to get into the action. And like all the young lads down there, he would be sort of staying ahead of the girls, you know, in races, going 20 metres ahead to see could he beat the girls. And he was always very natural and enjoyed the experience.
And I'm sure there's going to be a big party at home finally tonight.
Oh, listen, sure, come here. We'll get home and, we'll see what happens when we get home. We're private enough, I suppose, family, but, you know, we have very good friends, very good neighbours, and we're looking forward to it, and hope maybe that this is maybe the first of many occasions ahead.